to the weekend.
Seven after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program continues now with Phil Leppert, who is the supermarket guru. You are reading lots about him everywhere. Phil has the latest information on you name it in terms of food. He's got it every day at the Good Day website, DougStephan.com. We post something that comes from Phil, his blogs, etc., etc. He has a lot of food sense for decades. He's worked and published. He has appeared on the Today Show and Good Day. I don't think there's a program you haven't been on, is there?
I have never been on Ellen. I'd like to go on Ellen.
Really? Okay. How about the Tonight Show? I can see you.
Well, oh, no, I got to tell you the funniest story ever. So I get a call from Johnny Carson's people. This goes back, 10, 12, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
And they say, we'd like you to come on, tomorrow night. And I had to actually go to somewhere in Europe, to give a speech.
Mm-hmm.
And, I wasn't very astute, obviously, as you'll hear. So I get this call and I say, got to go to wherever to give a speech, but, love to do it like the next day or whatever. And they were so nice. They said, oh, of course, we'd love for you to. We understand whatever else. Get back, call them. They would not answer my calls. Never made it back. You don't screw with Johnny Carson, obviously.
No, he was well known for.
Well, why didn't you tell me then, Doug? Come on.
You see, that was one of the things, the drawbacks of not knowing me at the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Not good.
Phil Leppert here. This is the Good Day Weekend program, our focus on food. And we have a couple of very interesting people, as normally we do. Who's first up here, Phil?
Kathy Kaler. Kathy is a wonderful person who has not only helped so many celebrities, but hundreds of thousands of real people in getting in shape. She's the co-author of a new book called Mom Energy.
Mom Energy, something that moms need, moms like. Kathy, welcome to the Good Day Weekend program.
Thank you for having me, and especially with my very good friend Phil.
Well, yeah, Kathy, it's been so long. And Kathy also lives in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And Doug is part-time L.A. And, we just all need to get together.
It's just crazy how long it's been.
Yep, absolutely. And, in fact, Doug and I were talking before, this crazy world that we all live in. And we'll talk more about this later in the program. But, after the program today, I've got to hop on a plane, get to New York for the Today Show to talk about Listeria and cantaloupe.
So. That is correct. And you are the perfect person.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. So tell us about this new book, Mom Energy. This is, this is what, like your sixth or seventh book here?
This actually is my seventh. And Mom Energy fits my title. I've got three boys who, speaking of the Today Show, I was pregnant on the Today Show with the twins. I was pregnant with my third. And now they are in high school and junior high.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I remember when you were pregnant.
Oh, my gosh. But it's really been, an incredible journey, and they're amazing. And along the way, it's just in part of being a mom that you are pulled in every direction. And I just felt this is a fantastic topic to share with moms out there, the importance of health and how what you eat and how you move is reflective on the energy that you have. And I just aligned myself with an incredible co-author, Ashley Koff, who is a nutritionist. And
I know Ashley well as well.
And just like love her and what she has to say and her expertise on how those two components together can really give you that energy from morning to night.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, Kathy, is that Doug is also a farmer, besides being, you know, the host of one of the biggest talk shows in the country. He's a farmer. Doug has unbelievable energy. I have no energy. Never.
Ever. The dance that we have here, Kathy, is very interesting because Phil comes across as smooth and subtle. I come across as somebody who is, I can't get out of first gear into second gear fast enough. Give me the high gear. And I'm suspecting that you probably are the same.
Well, you know, when I think that's, it's so ironic with people who farm and people who are in fitness, we're up early.
Yes. I've been getting up at 4 o'clock.
Early too.
I do a morning radio program. Been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life. I think that's what it does. As long as you get enough rest. Now, what about moms and the rest quotient? How do you deal with that in the book Mom Energy?
Well, it's funny you say rest. I mean, that's something across the board you have to have. It's imperative to let your body get to a point of rest where there's actual recharge. You know, we always think of, let me get energy, let me lose those afternoon kind of lulls, thinking about how can I get going, when there's a lot to do with recharging and letting yourself let down, unplug. And that's so important. We try and give tips in the book about things that moms can do. But it really goes to people who aren't necessarily moms of children only. It can be grandparents. It can be aunts and uncles or caregivers. It can even be dads.
How about this in terms of, because I'm just now becoming aware of the book. I've heard certainly a great deal about you, and I don't know how we haven't crossed paths before, actually, in terms of having a conversation on the air. How much of this is a focus on the family? In other words, the mom exercising with the children, the mom exercising with the dad, the mom doing things. Is it mom only or is it family? How do you practice this in your family?
Well, it is very important with family because they need to participate with you. After all, you as a mom, you're a role model. And I think having the kids involved, I know with my children that they have been exercising with me since they were little. In fact, you know, where Phil and I go back to the Today Show, we somehow all of our segments happen to be on the same day, which is how we became such good friends. But my kids came and did segments with me, and they still do exercise with me. And one of the things that I've taken into just a huge part of my life is how I prepare our foods, and now my kids help cook with me. And it has to be really a whole family activity together. And I think that's how you instill the importance of proper nutrition and being active.
But you said you had high school students now. How the heck do you keep them interested in cooking or eating with you?
Well, because I started so early.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they developed this love and kind of seen that it can be very fun, that now they ask to do it.
Really?
And, you know, I think it started with even something as simple as my mother-in-law would come and she chose a night of the week and then chose one of my kids, and they were kind of the chefs of the day. And
well, that's a very cool idea.
It just became very, very much a part of our routine, our lifestyle, and now they kind of really ask to do it. So I think it's important to start early with kids and with how you get them active and in the kitchen.
What about taking them with Phil to the supermarket so they understand the values, the food content, the labels, that sort of stuff? Is that pushing it?
Oh no, that's such a fun thing to do with your kids, and it's such an education. You know, even down to having, you know, kids that can read, to be able to look at labels and teaching them where is the food from. I mean, Phil, you're going to be doing an unbelievable segment on the issue with cantaloupes. You know, it's important for kids to understand that you can find out where your food is from, and paying attention to that.
Absolutely, and I think more than ever before, you know, if you take a look, in fact, just last week, we had this Farmers and Ranchers Alliance in Washington, and people all across from, and I don't care whether they buy their groceries at Walmart or the most expensive gourmet store, people care about where their food is coming from.
Exactly, and I think it's starting to catch on more and more that, you know, unfortunately the negative side, when things do occur and recalls are made, that you start to pay attention. Your ears are perked when you hear a brand, or you might hear a location when it really falls close to your health. But in terms of just learning from an educational standpoint of teaching, how great with little kids about having them find colors in the fruit and veggie department, or looking at whole wheat compared to white breads. I think that's the thing that we begin as role models and parents or caregivers, that we educate proper choices.
Yeah. For sure. All right. May I have an aside for just about 60 seconds? Ken, I'm aware that you have a training program. You've worked with Julia Roberts and Drew Barrymore and Kim Kardashian and lots of others. How is that? I mean, do you get down to the core with these people and get them away from their celebrity and get them down to the fact that they're human beings like everybody else?
Yes, Kathy does. I can answer for her. Yes. No one intimidates Kathy.
Yeah. I have just really had an incredible journey of taking my exercise, which I really thought I was going to go into the school system to be a physical education teacher, which I have such a love for it, and I just applaud the teachers around this country that are trying to spread the news of being active to our kids.
Yeah, and the government's trying to screw it all up by defunding all of the programs.
Well, yeah, and that's a whole other radio show.
Right.
But, you know, I was really lucky to fall into the place to meet Jane Fonda and work with her, and that was kind of the beginning steps of my career, and I was lucky to be introduced to some great celebrities. And all along the way, you mentioned a few. I still work with Julia Roberts. I have met some really down-to-earth, amazing people in the entertainment business.
Isn't it fun to be strong?
Yes.
That's the thing. Women, we portray women, Phil, all too often as being the weaker sex. In fact, plenty of women these days exercising, getting muscles and making the body, I mean, holding the body together. I get very enthusiastic about this because I think there's nothing sexier, frankly, than a woman with muscles. Somebody who, you're saying something about yourself in that circumstance.
And taking kind of control of your body.
Yeah.
And speaking of strength, it's something that I talk about all the time with my celebrity clients and with the people that I teach right here in my neighborhood. You have to have the strength component to your exercise.
Yeah.
And especially as we age, we lose bone and we're losing muscle. We've got to combat that and really have that program in place that you can do at home or at a gym, but really keep those muscles toned.
Mom Energy by Kathy Kaler, Kaehler. Great to have you here, Kathy. Thank you.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Now 23 after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program. We have Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Check out his website. I think the most helpful part of what Phil does across the board, the hits and misses every week, delivered straight to your inbox. Sign up for it at thesupermarketguru.com. The videos and the things that you do, the apps. Explain just for a second, as you have so many of these things that are so helpful to so many people when it comes to food choices, how do they all work? What do you have?
Well, too many apps, too many things at this point. But
never too many.
You know, think about supermarketguru.com being for the average consumer. Mm-hmm. That's all consumer news.
Right.
And as you point out, our new product, Hits and Misses, is probably one of our most popular aspects, where every week, you know, five new products get rated from 0 to 100. Then on our app, we have Food News Today, which is a video broadcast of some really cool, interesting food news that you won't find elsewhere. Our Hits and Misses, product recalls, just 101s about every category, you know, in the supermarket, recipes, you know, what you should buy and what you shouldn't buy when it comes to organics, just on and on and on.
Yeah.
So we've got that. We've got our newsletters, the Daily Supermarket Guru newsletter. We've got the Lempert Report Daily. We've got four Lempert Report videos, which are about trends. And again, that's more for supermarkets and manufacturers to listen in on. And, the list just goes on and on.
On and on and on.
On and on.
And Phil has produced these shows with PBS. How are you coming on the next one? Phil Lempert's Food
Great.
Sense.
What we're doing is we're now in pre-production on four more, which will hit. You know, public television, unfortunately, has a much different timeline than Doug and Phil does. So they're probably not going to be out till, probably like in May. But we're in pre-production now, and it'll be one on obesity, one on how our foods are grown. And we're going to talk about conventional growing as well as GMOs, the benefits and the drawbacks to each. And in fact, last week at this Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, we had Dan Glickman and Tom Vilsack, the former and the current Secretary of Agriculture, Jason Clay from World Wildlife, all kinds of fabulous people. And the one common goal, and I know, Doug, you're not going to like this, but the one common objective that they all had is we need GMOs. That we're not going to be able to feed this planet or even feed this country if we don't have, you know, intelligent and important GMOs taking the place of just day-to-day agriculture.
I'd have been happy to be there to have this conversation because there is a treatise floating around now that suggests that GMO, which is genetically modified foods, basically the corn or anything else, that is responsible for most of today's diseases. And there's an incredible study that's been done, I think, in Scotland, suggesting, you know, the Europeans are death on this. And so there's a big fight internationally going on. And both of those guys are, I mean, I know Dan Glickman. He used to be on my program all the time. He's from Wichita. Very good guy. But he's now into the big government, big business, all that stuff, solves all your problems, bourgeois. And it doesn't. There is good reason, however, to be concerned about the amount of food that we are producing to be able to feed the people in the world. The really scatological solution from some crazies is we need to diminish the population of the world by about 2 billion. We really need to be more responsible.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, Doug, there's some truth to that.
It is, you're
right.
We've
got too many people.
Yeah, there's too many. We can't feed. This planet cannot feed. It's the growing numbers of Indians and Asians in general. It is out of control. And one of the problems we face in America, one of the reasons that some folks theorize that we're losing our emphasis or losing our strength or losing our power, is because we're in a zero population growth mode for the most part. The only way we gain in population is by having immigration. And illegal immigration seems to be the most popular way of increasing our population. But Western Europe and America have taken this responsibility a little more seriously than have other areas in the world. And, you know, we can't feed all of these people. So you're looking at something that is very controversial, but it's, you know, something we're not going to solve here. It just is interesting that you were a party to that. Good Day Weekend.
Order! Order in the court!
It's time to render your decision. You've made up your mind, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and everyone's hanging on your every word.
I should have used Preparation H.
Oh, quick recess!
Where's he going?
You should carry Preparation H portable wipes, the discreet way to get big relief. They're convenient little packets that hold very big wipes, so you can cleanse, school, and soothe to get relief even when you're not at home.
Order! Now, my decision.
Preparation H portable wipes. Big relief to go. Use as directed.
I'm in the I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Dr. Phil is here. Not the that Dr. Phil. This is a different Dr. Phil. I like to call him Dr. Phil because I think he's as knowledgeable in his field as anybody could be. He ought to have, if he has been given, you should be invited to, maybe I can arrange this, be the featured speaker at some commencement where you get an honorary doctorate. You've never had that experience?
No, I am actually from Kentucky. Ah. I am an honorary two things. One is I'm a Kentucky colonel.
Are you?
And which gives you no rights, but I have this fabulous framed, beautiful certificate signed by the governor, and I am the honorary secretary of agriculture of Kentucky.
Are you?
Yeah.
Huh. Yep. I did not know that you were from Kentucky. You never told me that.
That's... I'm not.
Oh.
I was there.
I thought you were a New Yorker, and that was it.
Yeah, I was there speaking at an industry event, and then at the end, they walk up, they give me this. I was speechless, which I am never.
No. Well, here's what we need to do. We need to get you a deal, a gig where you do a commencement speech, because they always give an honorary doctorate to the commencement speaker. So then you really will be Dr. Phil. He does have the knowledge, though, when it comes to food. He's the man. That's why he's here on the Good Day Weekend program with me. We have Josh Viertel with us, who is from Slow Food. Phil and I both have agreed, it's probably too late, Josh, and you don't want to hear this. We think you have the wrong name.
Not you personally.
No. We think Josh Viertel is a neat name, but we think Slow Food, as it applies here, and because when somebody sees it, they do what I did when we introduced you. I don't have time, but that's not the essence of what you're selling. You're selling magic, actually. You're selling the right message. That's
selling
why
life.
We love this. Yeah.
Selling life.
Well, you know, the great thing about the name Slow Food is once people get it, it sticks. And the way it was born was actually a protest of a McDonald's opening meeting in Rome on the Spanish Steps.
Really?
And Italian citizens didn't want to see this place that was such a part of their culture taken over by a homogenous fast food industry. So they gathered for a protest. But instead of just waving placards or throwing rocks, they got a big bowl of pasta and started handing it out to people on the street. And people gathered around and started eating pasta together and had this great meal on the street. And they started chanting, "We don't want fast food. We want slow food."
Mm-hmm.
And that was the birth of the name. So now people at first, they think it might be about crock pots or chewing thoroughly or something.
Yeah.
But once they
it'd be like going to, what's that place, not the place that you and I like to eat in Los Angeles. There was some place, and I didn't go with you, there's some place in New York, and they charge you gads of money, and you wait forever. And that's the ambiance. It may be a Bobby Flay restaurant, for all I know. It was annoying, because even if you're going to go to a good place, I'm not one who wants to fiddle and faddle. I want a good meal, and there are some places you can go to get exquisite food that you don't have to sit around for an hour waiting for.
Well, next time you come to New York, give me a call, and I will either cook you dinner or take you out to one of these places.
All right, you're on. Phil and I have to be there together. We'll all go together.
So, yeah, slow food is just the idea that everyone should be able to eat food that's good for them, good for the environment, good for farmers, good for the people who pick their food, and that tastes good, too.
Yeah.
Really, let's talk about the $5 challenge. What people can actually do to be part of this and change their lives. Because, you know, we're joking around, but seriously, what you're doing is, if people embrace the slow food concept, they change their lives. You know, yes, you change the environment, you help farmers, stuff like that, but you change your own life, and you feel better, and you eat healthier, and everything. So how do we get more people involved?
Well, I think the first thing is we've got to cook together, and that's what the $5 challenge is actually about. You know, the First Ladies challenged us to end child obesity in a generation, and they're working with big corporations to do it, and they're working with big government regulations, and both of those are important pieces of it. But, man, I got a chance to ask the president what he was going to do to stop the fact that it's easier to feed our kids Fruit Loops than it is to feed them fruit.
Yeah.
And he only talked about corporations. I think it's going to take each of us rolling up our sleeves and cooking with our kids. It's also going to take us rolling up our sleeves and pushing for really important changes to some of the policies and structures that shape the way food works in our lives right now.
You know, you just said something. This is not a political statement, but, boy, isn't that a statement. That the president, when you asked him what he could do or what the country can do, he goes right away to big corporations, because he is such the big government guy, and big government only thinks about big corporations, give no thought to, as a family farmer, this administration and the one before it has been our enemy, because government has grown so big and out of control, and people don't understand how this affects their daily lives. The food chain as we know it, if we don't get in the way of what the government wants us to do, there'll be no more local food, there'll be no small family farms, and that will be very destructive in terms of what your message is, what our message is, and what most people want. The revolution, if there's going to be a revolution in this country, like we've seen elsewhere, it'll be because somebody tells you you can't choose the kind of food you want anymore. That's one of the, that's the third rail of life. You don't tell people they can't have, whether it's you want to make a choice to eat fast food and garbage, that's your choice. You make it. That's part of being, it may be one of the most significant things about being in a free society versus the locavore movement, which you are embracing, Josh. Go find where the food is being grown. Go watch the cows. Go pick the raspberries, whatever it is, and more by millions every year, looking for the farmers' markets and stuff. There's a revolution in food, and if these boobs in Washington put a stop to it, they will find out what the American public really thinks. That's my prediction, anyway. I don't know whether you agree with that or not, Phil or Josh.
No, I do. But also, I think that, to be fair, the way the government is looking, or the president is looking, is if I talk to 10 CEOs of major food companies, that can affect change. Versus, and you know, I have a couple of conversations.
If they don't contribute $1 million to your campaign,
certain things, they change.
Yeah.
It's much harder to do what Josh is doing, to try to empower individuals.
Mm-hmm.
That's 300 million people here. kid they were trying to talk to.
Yeah.
So, you know, not an excuse, and I agree totally with everything that you just said, Doug. But that's why I think that answer comes out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he doesn't have time.
Well, but that's his world, too. I mean, he doesn't know. He grew up in Chicago. He doesn't know from small farmers, even though he's from a farm state. And maybe that's, you know, it's not. That's not a criticism, it's a reality.
Yeah, you know, I think this administration has done some really important things,
yeah.
But they're caught up, and, you know, I think we have an idea about leadership in this country.
There have been individuals in the administration who have done good things. Mrs. Obama has the right spirit, she has the right idea, and gets press, obviously, because of who she is. And there are other individuals. But if you look at the mechanism of government, Josh, and what the machinery there does in terms of the food supply and what's being supported, you will see overwhelmingly the big corporate interests are the ones, because of the way people contribute to the campaigns, they're the ones that have the influence.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think that's why it comes back to us as citizens,
yes,
and as individuals.
Yes.
You know, leadership, when the president came in, people were talking about these issues. He said, I agree with you entirely, but you have to get out there and make me do it.
Yeah.
And the people who've been successful at doing that have actually not been people, they've been corporations.
Yeah.
It's time for us to roll up our sleeves and both start cooking with our families,
yeah,
cooking food we can be proud of, but also saying, hey, we're going to push for federal policy that reflects our values. You know, right now we spend about $22 billion a year subsidizing corn and soybeans, which are the foods that underlie the worst things, the things that are making us sick.
And the new farm bill, by the way, which is actually getting traction for the first time, the new farm bill deals with that. I was just reading something. I belong to the National Farmers Union, and I just read yesterday how the new bill that has been crafted by some of these farm state guys who realize now, because the locavore movement, the local farm movement, has taken on such immense, enormous interest, they realize they can't get away anymore by passing off the earmarks to these big corporations. The earmark era, I was talking to a lobbyist yesterday, in fact, as much as, you know, we think that Congress isn't getting it, he told me, this is a lobbyist, he says the earmark era is over. You can't slip $12 million in here, $24 million there, take care of your pals, you can't do it anymore,
yep,
which is a good thing.
Yeah, I think it is, and it's a shift towards local, and that, yep, needs to happen in politics and in food, and we need to start organizing in our communities to fix some of these problems, roll up our sleeves, in a certain way, do it ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think people are ready to do that. That's why the $5 challenge for me matters so much.
Well, so
it's a way for people to start doing it.
Well, so what do they have to go to a website? What do they do?
Yeah, if they go to slowfoodusa.org/5challenge, you can hop on there. You can pledge to take the challenge. Next Saturday, we're having a day of action where people are doing it all over the country. We were hoping to have 500 meals happening. There are over 4,300 folks who've already registered to do meals.
There's
200 of them are big public events,
mm-hmm,
so you can even find an event near you. And if you don't find one near you, you can register your own event, invite people over to
have
a
potluck. What's the essence? If Phil was asking what the essence is of the five, what's the significance of the $5 challenge?
We went to fast food joints and we looked at what people were calling a value meal, and it looked like it cost $5-6 on average.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, you know, slow food and the food movement gets a lot of flack for being expensive and elitist, but I know from my own experience, I can go to the farmer's market and buy with, say, you're buying food for a family of four and you get them all value meals, that's, what, $24.
Mm-hmm.
With $20, I can buy ingredients to cook a gorgeous meal,
right,
for my friends. And the idea that that's a value meal and what we're doing is fancy and out of reach, it seems crazy to me. So our,
okay,
idea is we've got to take back the value meal.
So what Phil just said a minute ago, and I'm trying not to be the dominant voice here, but I'm sort of turned on by this conversation. If you got a bowl of really good pasta and put some bumblebee tuna on top of it, you're spending a heck of a lot less than $5 and you got a really good meal.
You can do it for a lot less than $5.
Yeah.
And for me, $5 is actually expensive. I mean, most Americans can't, in,
yeah,
a family of four, spend $5 per person per meal.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it for less. And,
yeah,
that's the idea. It's $5 or less. And so a lot of people will be doing these meals for $1, $2.
Yeah. Cool. All right, so we're coming to your house for dinner next week.
You are absolutely invited, and everyone who's listening is invited. It isn't easy if you're eating dinner on it isn't hard if you're eating dinner on September 17th. Just hop online and tell us what you're cooking. There's a whole site devoted to tips and tricks and recipes, the challenges you encounter. Get on there and tell us how you do it. Find tips from other people and join in.
Yeah, good man. Thank you for being here. Again, it's slowfoodusa.org/5challenge. You can twitter.com/slowfoodusa. There must be a comparable facebook.com/slowfoodusa, I'm guessing as well, right? Yes.
That's the one. And, you know, we actually beat McDonald's to 100,000 Twitter followers. That was a
perfect
point of pride for us.
Right. The people that eat at McDonald's don't know how to Twitter. Here. All right, take good care, Josh. Did you hear my aside comment there?
No.
Yeah. I said people that go to McDonald's don't know how to Twitter. That was a little...
Jack, you know, it's like people are always complaining that McDonald's doesn't have healthier foods and so on. The people that go to McDonald's don't want healthy foods.
Right, they made a choice.
Exactly.
They're making a choice.
McDonald's has for years tried to sell with it.
And they can't. Lettuce
they,
and...
Nobody wants it. Yeah.
So you go there for that.
So you're right.
What does that tell you about the management, though? That's a fascinating question, Phil, and you'd be the right guy to answer it. Why is it with a big corporation like that, that they are foolish enough, somebody is dumb enough there to think they can sell good food at McDonald's?
Well, I think in their heart they know that they can't.
Yeah.
Because of all the pressure
right.
that is constantly put on them, because they have so many restaurants, and if in fact they could get the people who go there to actually eat, you know, healthier food, it would affect change.
Yeah.
But they're not going to. Uh-huh. People are just not going to. I agree with you.
Yeah.
And we're fooling ourselves if we think that the answer is McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
It's not.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
Or going to a deli, and I want to talk about
right.
deli.
Deli's up for a very interesting overview of delis in our country and the deli movement, if you will, deli foods.
Deli movement?
I think there's a deli.
Deli movement?
I think there is. I think there are new delis. Yeah, growing up here. I told you about the one that I ate at the other day. There's
not a movement.
Framingham has five villages. Mm-hmm. And there was a deli in Framingham Center, and another deli at Framingham Junction, and now there is one in Knobscot, and there's one in Saxonville. Four of the five villages in Framingham have delis. When I was a kid, there wasn't a deli to be found in this town. So that's a movement.
That's a movement. You're right.
That's a movement, as far as I'm concerned. So we focus on delis in a moment here on Good Day Weekend. Phil Lempert is the star.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fall is here. To help you stay well this time of year, it's important to get the nutrients your body needs every day through your diet as well as through high-quality vitamins and supplements. In honor of October being American Pharmacist Month, registered pharmacist Susie Cohen is here with advice everyone should hear.
Whether you're heading to the pharmacy to get your flu shot or pick up a prescription, I recommend talking with your pharmacist. They can answer any questions you have about choosing vitamins and supplements. This fall, it's important to remember that good health starts in the vitamin aisle. For example, vitamin C is loaded with antioxidants and helps to support a healthy immune system. I trust Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended brand of letter vitamins.
Susie also recommends washing your hands frequently and coughing into your elbow instead of your hands to help prevent illness from spreading. For more information on how you can stay well this fall and to learn more about vitamins and supplements, visit naturemade.com.
All right, so delis in the focus coming up here in a matter of moments. Phil Lepper, the supermarket guru. You actually had five things on your blog that we carry to DougStephan.com about deli meats. Do we start there? What do we need to know about the meats in the deli? Where does that stuff all come from?
Well, it comes from various and sundry animals, plants, and fiber.
Really? Sounds very dramatic.
I guess my caution for anybody who's eating deli meats is always read the ingredients, always read the labels.
Right.
I happen to love hot dogs.
All right, hold on. Hold that thought. Okay. Hot dogs, we'll start with that in a moment here.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Phil Lepper, the supermarket guru. Check out his website and his news at supermarketguru.com and his test, etc., etc. Okay, we're going to spend the rest of the hour talking about deli food, deli atmosphere, the good delis, where they are. Anybody want to, if you have a favorite deli, if you'd like to nominate it for the best deli, 800-510-8255. We were talking about deli meats and got to the nitty-gritty of hot dogs. I'm not telling you the conversation that Phil and I just had over the last couple of minutes about what I like, because I don't want to spoil my pristine image.
But what you want to do is you want to always read the ingredients, back to that point. So I love hot dogs, but to be honest with you, the only hot dog that I'll eat is really like Hebrew National hot dogs, because there's nothing in them.
It's kosher, you know, it's inspected, it's clean.
Exactly, it's the best quality, kosher, stuff like that. But, you know, I think what's so interesting about delis is the social aspect of delis.
Yeah.
You walk into a deli, everybody's talking, everybody's smiling. You know, it's
a fun place.
Yeah, it's a fun place. Versus if you go into a McDonald's or any other restaurant, I mean, people are to themselves. A couple of years ago on the Today Show, we had a contest, the best sandwich in America. So we had everybody nominating the best sandwich. We picked five, the five winners, and then went there and then had a national judging, and we brought them up on the show and so on.
Yeah.
So the pastrami sandwich at Katz's Deli in New York.
Ooh, yum.
Was one that was nominated. So we went down there with a camera and stuff like that. And I'll make this quick. But So we're there, we're shooting. And again, if you haven't been to Katz's Deli, for all the people who are listening to us throughout the country, you've got to go there. It is the original, some of the original people are still there.
Really? You know,
they're 100 years old.
Yeah.
But they're great. So we're shooting and so on. So all of a sudden, this woman comes up to me in her probably mid to late 80s. And starts talking, saying, "What are you doing?" and so on. And the voice sounded very familiar to me.
Mm-hmm.
And says, "Oh, well, you know, I used to be an actress and stuff like that," and so on. And then goes into one of the dirtiest jokes that I've ever heard in my life. And, you know, we're just looking at this 85-year-old woman, you know, telling me and our crew dirty jokes. And we then discover she's Buddy Hackett's sister. And then you look at her, and she looks like Buddy Hackett.
Yep.
And, you know, those are the kinds of experiences
you
that don't happen
in
McDonald's.
No.
You know,
you
they happen in delis, and
yep.
people are smiling and
yep.
happy.
Yeah, that's so astute of you. I was thinking about Lenny's. I was talking earlier about Lenny. Lenny Rosenberg has Lenny's Deli in Pacific Palisades, and where I live in Santa Monica is just up the hill. So it's not like a far stretch to ride up there. And but there are, we were just talking about another place that Phil and I frequent. We can't remember the name of it. It's on Santa Monica Boulevard in Santa Monica. And there, I mean, in Santa Monica, you can find almost on every corner, certainly a major, like Santa Monica Boulevard, Wilshire Boulevard, any of the main thoroughfares that go from the ocean into downtown L.A., you can find tons of these delis.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are standalone, some of them are part of the chains.
And they all have their own personality.
Yes,
which is nice, again, to have any kind of restaurant like that
yeah.
versus a very homogenous looking red plastic seat kind
yeah,
of
place. Yeah, right, exactly. And that's what, you know, and by the way, one of them, one of the ones that I like in Santa Monica is across from a Denny's.
And who does better?
Well, the traffic, the park. Here's how you tell. Here's how you tell. How big is the parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Have you ever seen a deli with a small parking lot?
No. Well, actually, the one we're talking about on Santa Monica, hard to find a parking space there. But it's hard to find a parking space any place in Santa Monica for anything worthwhile.
Yeah.
But for the most part, yeah. Look at the size of the parking lots. Although the parking lots, one of the things that people don't realize about fast food joints, the corporations that own them are real estate holding companies for the most part, because mm-hmm. that's what the most value is.
That's where they make the money.
That's where the money is the real estate that and they try to own as much of the real estate as they can rather than leasing it. That's another one of those deep, dark secrets, right? Have you ever reported on that? The real estate where the supermarkets are in those malls? My God, you realize how valuable that stuff is? Whew.
That's where they're making their money.
Yep. Phil Ledford, the supermarket guru. Again, sign up for his hits and misses at supermarketguru.com. 59 past the hour, and good day weekend. Ready for